Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same, in Jesus' name. Can I hear an amen? Welcome to Daily Bread. Today is March the 30th, 2023. March the 30th, 2023, Thursday evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you that you are hungry for the Word of God, that only the Word of God will be able to sustain you, to strengthen you, to encourage you, to protect you, to give you provision and all that you may ever need. It's in the Word of God. So another day of living in the light of God's Word, in His authority and power. And we just want to say thank you, Father, for another day of living in the light of your Word. For in your Word there's no darkness, there's only light. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And so, Father, we invite you to come and have your way in this service. Thank you that you help me to articulate your words and what you want the hearers and listeners and the doers to do your word and to hear it, Father, and take it to heart and bring it forth in their lives, and we will be doers of the words of your words, Father God. We're not only hearers, but we're doers. We're faith walkers and we're faith talkers. Amen. We act upon faith. We don't act on the natural things or the natural realm or the flesh. We are committed to the word that God has placed upon our lives. And we endeavor to do the word every day, every day. Every day is a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So thank you again for coming to the living waters, to the booth camp, to the oasis, and to the filling station. For only God can fill you to overflow and have the abundant life, the over-the-top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way and have your presence. Fill every listener, every hearer, every doer, wherever they're listening to this message, Father. Fill that area, fill that place, fill their homes, fill their lives with your presence and with the anointing and with illumination, inspiration, revelation, impartation, and participation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Greater are you that is in us than he that is in the world. So we thank you that you are here. You are present and unveiling and revealing the Word of God unto our hearts and to our ears. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. What a wonderful day it is today. Even though it's kind of cloudy and it looks like it wants to rain, but every day is a new day. And we thank the Lord for every breath that we have, because it's the breath of God that He has filled us to overflow and for the abundant life. Amen. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Today we're going to be talking on His call remains. His call remains. For God's gifts and His call can never be withdrawn. Romans 11:29, the New Living Bible. For God's gifts and His call can never be withdrawn. Romans 11:29. When you think about your future, what do you see in your mind's eye? Maybe at one time you were excited about your life. You had big goals and big dreams, but you went through some disappointments in life. Didn't turn out the way you planned it. Amen? Maybe you have gone through adversity, trials, temptations, and life didn't turn out the way you planned. And now you're just settled where you are. Understand, God's plan for your life didn't go away just because you had disappointments or trials, amen, or adversities or temptations or disappointments and setbacks, or because somebody treated you unfairly or hurt you or talked about you and said unkind words. God didn't write you off just because you made some poor decisions, wrong decisions, some mistakes? No, he knew every mistake and every decision you would ever make. He knew every person who would wrong you and hurt you. He knew them before they even did that. And he still called you to be his son, to be his daughter. The Father, our Father God, the creator of heaven and earth, amen? He still designed a perfect plan for your life. Listen to that. He still designed a perfect plan for your life and my life. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, and they are to do you good and give you a good future. He came to give you the abundant life, the over the top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God in your life. Amen. No matter what happened in your past, God's plan for your good remains. He still has a bright future in store for you. If you will get your hopes back, get your back and get your faith working back and get your vision in line with God's word, the rest of your life will be the best of your life. If you continue in his word, get the knowledge of his word in your heart and listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Keep standing. Keep believing and get a vision for your future, because the Lord has amazing things in store for you. Can I hear an amen? The prophet Isaiah says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Amen? And that is Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Any tongue that will rise against you, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness of thee. Amen? It doesn't say we won't have difficulties or never have a problem. Amen? It doesn't say we won't have any difficulties or any trials or any temptations or any adversities or never have a problem. That's not reality. That's not reality, God said. The problem may form against you, but you can stay in peace. You can walk in faith, knowing that it's not going to prosper against you, because you have the victory. We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Because you're a child of God. You are a son and a daughter of the Most High God. Because God has a hedge of protection. God has a hedge of protection, mercy, and favor all around you that the enemy cannot cross. Did you hear that? Because God has a hedge of protection, of mercy and favor around you that the enemy cannot cross. No person, no sickness, no trouble, no calamity, no adversity, no temptation, no disability can stop God's plan for your life. Even the enemy cannot stop the plan of God. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Thank you, Father. Father, I praise you for your constant love in my life. Thank you for designing the perfect plan for my life. No matter what has happened to me, I know you are directing my steps and orchestrating every detail of my life. I choose to shake off the past. I choose to forgive those who have hurt me. And I choose to keep my eyes on you and have faith in you, the eternal, living, everlasting word. Thank you for calling me and giving my life a purpose. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Amen. God is good, isn't he? All the time. He is good. All the time, all the time. He is good because he loves us so much. And let's continue to walk in the ways of God. Amen. Never, never let go of God's hand. Keep holding on to Jesus' hand and you'll get us to the other side. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And remember, I'll keep saying these. gold nuggets that I like, and I want to share them with you. We are a supernatural people, born again by a supernatural birth, kept by a supernatural power, sustained on supernatural food, and that's the Word of God, taught by a supernatural teacher, the Holy Spirit, from a supernatural book, the Bible. We are led by a supernatural captain, the Lord Jesus Christ, in right paths to assure us victories. Can I hear it? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Here's another little gold nugget I'd like to share with you. I'll keep sharing it till the Lord tells me to stop. I release my faith for my healing with words. God created the world with words. We got saved by saying words. And we can have what we say. There is power in our words. This is how the kingdom of God works. Nothing happens until we speak, until we say what God's word says. Too many times we aren't speaking to our mountains, but letting our mountains speak to us. Amen. I'll read it again. I release my faith for my healing with words. God created the world with words, according to Genesis 1:2. We got saved by saying words, according to Romans 10:9-10. And we can have what we say, according to Mark 11:23. There is power in our words, Romans 4:17 and Proverbs 18:21. This is how the kingdom of God works. Nothing happens until we speak, until we say what God's word says. Too many times we aren't speaking to our mountains, but letting our mountains speak to us. And we don't want to do that. Amen. And remember, for March scripture is 2 Peter 3:18. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. And it's by his divine power he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue and had given us exceeding precious promises that we may be partakers of them all. And that scripture, I think, is 2 Peter 4:3 or 3:1 around there. It says, through the knowledge, by his divine power, he's given us all things, amen, that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. Through the knowledge of who? Of the Lord Jesus Christ and the eternal, everlasting word. And here it says, 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge. It has to do with the knowledge, all the knowledge, all the word that we can get. That's what God wants us to do. The more word, the more knowledge you get into his word and do his word, the more you will grow and you will become stronger and stronger. That the storms of life, the adversities, whatever may come, will not move us. They will not move us. We will be like palm trees. They sway. I mean, they are grounded. The winds come and they just go to one side and to the other. They bend a little, but they don't break. So we are the trees of righteousness. We are planted by the waters, the living waters of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Just get in the word, stay in the word, walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We want to be able to discern, and the great Holy Spirit that lives and abides in us forever will tell us, go this way, say that, don't say that, don't go there, don't get near that person, don't buy this, buy that, help this person, don't help that person. God is the relationship that we have, it should be so intimate, because the very breath of God is in us and he can direct our lives if we let him. and we can hear the voice of the Lord very clearly. It is a still small voice, but we know his voice. He says his sheep know his voice, hear his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. We don't follow anything that the enemy tells us or the things that life throws at us, the temptations, the adversities, calamities, destruction. We do not hear them. We command them to fall to the wayside and will not prosper in our lives whatsoever. So, Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for giving us your word, for sustaining us, for encouraging us, for our upholding us, Father, for strengthening us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so we say thank you so much. Thank you all of you that send your tithes, your offerings. Thank you. By sowing seeds, you're telling God that you believe in First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change your life. You will never be the same, and we are touching nations of the world. You can't even imagine what your seed is doing in the different nations of the world. And right now, we are in the beginning of the birth pains. We know Jesus is coming real soon, so we are ready. We're not getting ready. We're ready. We're ready every day. When we hear the trumpet blowing and he calls us home and we step into glory. So walk in love, walk in peace. Don't get frustrated. Walk in love and treat others with love and respect. And honor God most of all by doing his word. So we want to say thank you once again. God bless you. Have a good evening. Have a great evening. And Andrew, Brother Andrew, will be with you tomorrow and Saturday. And boy, isn't the time going fast. It's accelerating like never before because the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. And we are that age and we are that generation that the miracles of God, that we will see signs and wonders like never before, and the greatest revival will hit this earth like never before. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We love you. God bless you. Have a good evening. Amen and amen.